1071 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's another big weekend for Skeletons of Vivian Lyne. Melissa McCurley joins us on the phone lines with details. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Doing great. We are going to be talking about all the fun this weekend and the fun that's been had with Skeletons of Vivian Lyne. How's the fall fair been going?
We've had so many great compliments with the fall fair, and we've had so much fun doing all the different displays for it. We're having a blast out here. We just, it's been so much great. Our bones are shaking with excitement, and if we get some sunshine, our bones will even be happier.
Yeah, what would a fall fair be without a little bit of rain? There you go.
That's right.
Well, my gosh, and so many great comments on social media and all over the place. People loving the displays. And boy, Melissa, I don't know how you and the team do it, but you outdo yourself each and every year. Fabulous displays.
Thank you. We are really loving the whole fall fair theme because there's so much you can do with it, right? The rides and the midway, and we haven't even gotten to that portion of the fall fair yet, so we're really excited for the next week and all the great things to come.
Okay, and we've got a big weekend coming up with Skeletons of Vivian Lyne, the big weekend before Halloween, if you will.
That's correct, and it's actually a big weekend for all the kids and their parents to come trick-or-treating in Stratford this weekend. It is going to be the most fabulous weekend because Strickland's Stratford Toyota is having a very dairy Halloween trick-or-treating event. They've decorated up all their showroom for Halloween, and the Huron Perth Dairy Cares will be out there with giving kids treats from the Dairy Farmers of Ontario, and they have an old tractor and everything all set up, and they have some kind of scary and not so scary scenes out there, and people can come out and show off their costume and get trick-or-treating, and that's from 10 to 3 on Saturday at Strickland. And best of all, Downtown Stratford Business Association, from 2 to 4 p.m., kids can trick-or-treat in downtown Stratford. And I know there's over 50 merchants that kids can go in and trick-or-treat at. And apparently, CJCS will be down at Destination Stratford's office at 47 Downey Street with one of our skeletons, Bones, and handing out candy there as well.
Oh, terrific. Fantastic. And gosh, we were chatting with the City of Stratford Mayor Martin Ritzma this week, and he was proudly sporting his Skeletons of Vivian Lyne t-shirt, too.
Perfect. That's wonderful to hear. So all those fun events are coming on for trick-or-treating, and lots of great stuff for parents to take their kids to this weekend in Stratford. And most importantly, we have a very fantastic fall fair display planned for the weekend, and people can come and trick-or-treat both days with the Skeletons of Vivian Lyne from 11 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday for trick-or-treating. And the Dairy Farmers of Ontario will be here. We have their famous milk calendar to hand out. We have some great chocolate milk. And if the weather goes really well on one of these days, hopefully on Sunday, they'll even have some ice cream. And the best treat of all for a fall fair, as you know, is candy floss. So the Skeletons are whipping up their own special version of candy floss for fall fair this weekend.
Oh, my gosh, Melissa, fantastic. Yeah, I think we're going to get this rain out of the way today, and it'll be tapering off Saturday and looking good for Sunday. So let's get all the kids out. So many great events, all helping out, too, with Skeletons of Vivian Lyne. And let's spotlight Operation Smile Canada.
That's great. And we are so grateful for everybody who donates to Operation Smile. And it's just changing the lives and of so many kids who need it from around the world in developing countries, and giving them a gift of a smile, and just so that they can, you know, have the surgery to repair their cleft lips and palates that they were born with, so that they can eat and speak properly and just be able to give them a smile. So, you know, the great thing about the Skeletons is that our whole goal every day is to make people smile and laugh at our displays and bring joy to the community and bring joy to people around the world and show creativity of Halloween. But I love the fact that it all comes full circle, And because of the generosity of our community and skeleton fans, I mean, we've changed the lives so far of over, 840 kids and been able to give them the surgery. And everybody's been so generous this year, dropping off checks and donating at the booth and online. And, I'm really hoping that we can reach our goal of $40,000 this year. And the amazing thing is that will be matched by an anonymous donor for another $40,000. We can just help so many kids out. It's just amazing.
It is absolutely amazing. Again, you can get details, skeletonsofvivianline.com. You can certainly make donations on site or lots of spots where you can do that. So, Melissa, thank you again. And can we chat next Friday for Halloween Day? Are we on for that?
You bet. The Midway and the rides will be in full swing for Halloween. So
there you go. Well, Melissa, I'll let you go. I know you got such a busy weekend coming up as we're inching closer to Halloween. But again, thanks to you and the team for all that you're doing, putting smiles on everybody's faces in the community with Skeletons of Vivian Line. Well done. Another great season as it continues this weekend.
Thank you so much, Jamie.